Pages 12 to 14. WAG's commitment to lifelong learning. Our working age group, or WAG for short, continues its quest to become a better version of themselves by approaching every single day as a new beginning, a chance to grow and build a path to readiness through action. In this context, we would like to pay tribute to Patrick Barrett, whose story of resilience and hard work is shared by Claire Letow, one of our Braille tutors. She says, "I learned Braille when I first came to England, and I am now a lay reader at St. Chad's Parish Church. A year ago, Ancillor George was looking for a Braille tutor. In the absence of anyone coming forward, I grasped the opportunity to share my knowledge and voluntarily offered Grade 1 Braille training sessions at Croydon Vision last autumn, which were attended by many. Grade 1 Braille is simple and useful for everyday living. For example, for identifying prescribed medication, reading, signage, using lifts independently, labelling canned produce and other products. Grade 2 Braille is complex and uses abbreviations and contractions. It is useful for experienced and fluent readers to enable faster reading and writing, as Grade 2 takes up less space on paper. This year, I continued with the training on Friday, ably assisted by my fellow tutors, Anna Smith and Raymond Letow. Additionally, Francis Cole helpfully does the Braille transcription, and Lourdes Letow ensures smooth running and keeps us all organised. As a matter of course, I regularly keep Ancilla informed of each student's progress. When I started the training this year, I only intended to teach Grade 1 Braille, but one of my students surpassed my expectations, and that person is Patrick Barrett, who undertakes a two-hour journey to travel to Croydon Vision. To begin with, Patrick was very quiet, and when I checked if he needed any help, he assured me he was absorbing everything that was being taught. He took me by surprise when I asked him to read a piece of text in Braille, and he demonstrated his ability to easily identify letters and words. He was given a book to practice at home. He is now able to read Grade 1 Braille at a progressive pace. He always comes to the sessions armed with lots of thoughtful questions. He was doubtful about undertaking Grade 2 Braille and thought it was not for him. And after convincing him that he was a capable student, he took up the challenge with his current tutor, Raymond, and is making good progress. He devotes a lot of his personal time in learning the Braille code and wants as many books to help him to learn as there are to hand. Some time ago, Patrick told me he was applying the same ethic to learning as he did to work. At this point, I should say that it's easy to learn the Braille code, but much more difficult to actually feel the dot patterns which make up the letters and words by using touch only, and this can take some considerable effort. Well done to Patrick for his dedication and the great strides in his Braille journey so far. We are all extremely proud of Patrick, and cheer him on to keep up his good work. Claire Letow, Braille Tutor. Thank you very much to Claire for sharing this impressive story with us. We are grateful to Claire, Anna and Raymond for their perseverance in teaching Braille lessons at Croydon Vision since October 2024. With 10 attendees per week, these lessons have proved an important platform for personal growth and professional development for WAG members, and for those volunteers supporting with the sessions, Clotilde and Dr. Paul Harper. Well done to Ancilla George, Employment Officer and WAG Lead, for her excellent leadership and inspirational drive while organising these sessions. If you would like to join, please let us know. Learning Braille is changing the lives of many of our members, just like it did for Helen Keller, author, activist, advocate and lecturer, 1880 to 1968, whose wise words resonate with us. Literature is my utopia. Here I am not disenfranchised. No barrier of the senses shuts me out from the sweet, gracious discourses of my book friends. They talk to me without embarrassment or awkwardness.